It's time now for the Art Connection of East Texas. The Art Connection of East Texas is sponsored by the Judy Kunzman team at Keller Williams Realty. They sell real estate with a smile. Now let's welcome your host and co-host of the Art Connection of East Texas, Nita Fran Ward and Cindy Trimble.
Good morning, good morning. It's a great morning to be here and on KTBB with Art Connection of East Texas. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, I'm back. And it's such a lovely sunshine morning.
Beautiful
after all the rain, it's nice.
And we have with us our favorite author.
Good morning.
Ms. Sharon Thayer.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. What is your book?
Thank you for having me. Well, I have a couple of books, The Myth of Santa's Beard.
Yes, everybody knows about
that one. And my inspirational book, If You Tell Me, I Can Fly.
Yes. And you have another one that's on the...
The Tooth Fairy book is coming. It's being illustrated. It's so exciting. It's called A Tooth Fairy Named Mort.
When is that going to be published?
In April. It will be out in April.
It will be out in April.
2018.
The illustrations of that is just amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Is that because you have to use Morton salt to rinse your mouth after you lose a tooth?
Well, maybe that's not a bad idea. But
I like that, Mort.
Her name is Mortina, but she's a tomboy. She prefers to be called Mort.
I like that. And we have a very special guest this morning, Dr. Quida Mokhtari. I like saying that. I've been practicing. And welcome this morning.
Thank you so much.
What I would like to do, Quida, if it's okay with you, is just turn you loose and let you tell about how you were brought to Tyler, the endowment that brought you to Tyler, what you were doing, and then we will jump in as time goes on and ask you questions, because our whole reason for being here today is the research of early childhood reading, from before that child is born to read to that child all the way through, and the how reading to them will develop a reader, a child that can read. And that's why your research is Born to Read. And I think it's, like you said, it's the only one that you know of in the nation where they're tracking this. So you go for it. Let's talk about it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me here this morning. My name is Quida Mokhtari. I am currently a professor of literacy at the University of Texas at Tyler in the School of Education. I came to the university in 2011 to take the Anderson Vukea Wright Endowment, which is a high honor position that is sponsored by Dr. Anderson and his wife, Sasha Vukea. And my position basically is to provide some leadership in terms of enhancing and strengthening literacy at three levels, at the university level, at the school level, and at the community level. At this, the university level, my work is to help lead the preparation of reading specialists. One of the biggest part of the job is to make sure that the people that are prepared to teach kids to read are highly qualified to do that. So that's the university part. The schools, I spend about half of my time inside schools working
public
with
schools.
In the public schools.
And private schools.
And yes, in the area, and mostly in Smith County, but sometimes outside of Smith County as well. And my work with the schools is, I work with teachers directly. I help them with professional development. I help them with various issues, from assessing children's literacy skills to developing programs, putting them in place, evaluating the impact of these programs, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I also do some work at the community level. For example, this summer we just finished a summer reading program that was held at the Glass Center, Creation Center, and it's a Salvation Army. And the purpose of these summer programs is to prevent kids from losing the literacy skills that they learn during the year. We call it a summer reading setback or summer reading loss prevention. We work with approximately 117 kids from K to sixth grade. And it was a 9-week program, very intensive. And we have collected some data. All of the projects that I do are basically a kind of research and practice kind of project where we want to make sure that what we put in place works, and we want to make sure that what we do is studied and is documented, and hopefully it has an impact. So I've been here for about 6 years now, and I love it. I love the community. This is an incredible community to live in, to work in, that kind of thing. I'm just delighted.
So you found home.
Yeah, absolutely.
You put a big smile on his face, too.
Absolutely. I've been in the field for a little over, almost maybe 30, 31 years or something like that. I had worked at Oklahoma State, worked in Miami University of Ohio, worked at Iowa State University, and this is just really a special place for me.
I have a question for you, because I know for myself during school, I guess these, you must read this book, and that wasn't the book I wanted to read. So I didn't really love reading in school. It was after school when I found my passions, and then I became like a prolific reader. I can't stop reading. What do you do to help inspire those kids at a young age?
It's not so much that what I do is not so much to ask them to read, is to get them hooked into the storyline, so to speak. I give them sort of the context. Getting into a book, it's like you're going into different countries, you're discovering all kinds of things, you're meeting people, you're learning things. So I kind of approach it from that standpoint.
There we go.
Can I go back and address that? As a librarian, and I have a Master of Library Science, as a librarian and an educator, I can answer that this way. It wasn't so much about reading for the reading itself. It was for the content. They wanted you exposed to that content of that book.
Mm-hmm. But I found that was kind of hard for me to kind of dive into. I guess maybe I didn't have the hook.
That's very, very
a call to action.
That hook is really, really critical. And I think Sharon can probably speak to the books that she mentioned earlier that she has. The one of your books, I Can Fly, that's mm-hmm. There's an incredible storyline behind it.
It is, and it's not my story. I wanted to write other people's story. I want when children and through adults, when they read that, to feel that I'm stirring. I knew their story, and they're having difficulties, but they can get over them through them, and they can be successful.
And it goes back to, for every problem that a young child has, there is a book that a parent can go to the library or to a store if they are fearful. They can go and buy a book that will help them. Remember the book about the wild things, where the wild things are and mm-hmm. the monsters under the bed? Mm-hmm. That was a book that was written specifically so that those children would understand that it's just in your mind and they're going to go away. And now, once they understand it, once they have something to cling to, well, it's not so bad. And mm-hmm. maybe that monster is not my enemy. Maybe it's going to be my friend.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm inspired by your book, I Can Fly, Miss Sharon.
Oh, good.
And I know you have the decal, and I have it on my mirror, and I look at it every day, and I remember that I, too, can fly.
We need that reminder constantly.
Even adults need it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Cindy, to address what you had commented about, in Marion County, the superintendent of schools, Marion County in Florida, superintendent of schools just put a rule up that elementary children were not to have homework anymore and reading only, for homework. Well, what this does, it opens the door for children to be able to pick books they want and parents to be able to pick things they want to expose their children to, be it a cultural or religious, things that they don't get at mm-hmm. in school. Mm-hmm. Or it's a great time to find what a child's passion is and pursue it.
Yes.
This is a chance for parents to interact with their education that doesn't follow the teaching to the test theory. It's wonderful.
And so the superintendent directed the parents, instead of sending homework home with you, mm-hmm. you are to read to that child 20 minutes every evening.
Yes.
How wonderful. As a librarian, I had an issue. The school would say, okay, they can check out two books. And in my mind, as a reader from a very young age, I didn't want that. I wanted them to check out as many books as their little hands could carry. But at the same time, there are guidelines, and I understood that because there had to be enough books in the library for everybody. But that was, and I didn't even like charging a child for a book that they kept at home because they loved it and they put it under their bed so they didn't have to return it and they could read it again. And there was a lot of that, mm-hmm. I've experienced watching that child's face light up when they turning a kid onto a book is the best thing in the world.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's such a very important first step, is to get them hooked on reading.
Using that word. And what do you use in your books as your hook? You're going to be teaching a class, I understand, at TJC on writing children's books?
Yes. How to Write Children's Books is going to be in September, every Monday in September. I mean, Tuesday, I'm sorry, from 6 to 8. And I think there's still time to sign up for it. Okay. I think books are like any kind of product. It has to solve a problem. It has to have a purpose for it. Maybe it's just to entertain. Maybe it's to teach a child, you know, something deep and correct a fear that they have. You know, there are a lot of things. But mine always have another message. And my Santa book is all about ethics and values in a fun way and reward for being good. We all, that's why we're good and honest and ethical people. Because
I'm good 'cause I fear God.
That's the ultimate reward, though, you know. But I don't
just
know any.
Just be honest about this.
I just don't know any kid that's going to do their homework and clean their room because so they can, you know, have that ultimate reward when they die. That's not going to work. They need a little shorter one. So, hey, hooray, Santa.
Get to read a book when they go to bed.
That's right.
You were mentioning, too, you know, reading to a child when they're still in the womb. And I've also heard where that's so important because of the bonding of the voice in the communication.
Mm-hmm. Tell that story that y'all told about. Was it when we had the meeting?
Yes, I think I know it, what you're talking about. This is just briefly, when I was a professor at Oklahoma State University, I taught a class, I think it was every Tuesday evening, and I had about probably 15 or 20 teachers in front of me. I see them every Tuesday, and one of them was pregnant, and she usually sits right in front of me in the first row. And so at the end of the semester, she had the baby. And she brought it to my office about a week or so, maybe 10 days later, to introduce me to the baby. And I will never forget this experience. As soon as he heard my voice, the baby heard, literally he turned immediately towards me.
Aww. Turned his head.
He recognized that voice. He had heard that voice all semester long, once a week. So, and by the way, there is some scientific research behind this that actually, at about, you know, even in the womb, they can recognize voices. Mm-hmm. They can hear.
As they're developing.
Exactly. As they're developing, all of these things are really, they start developing in the womb. Mm-hmm. At three to 4 months, they begin to distinguish between mom's voice and other noises, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's developmentally, that's kind of mm-hmm. the way it works. There's mm-hmm. a whole science behind this.
Yeah. Well, look at the whole Baby Einstein series, too, absolutely. Where you're teaching them the phonics and languages at an early age, too.
And the music. Mm-hmm. They say that mm-hmm. playing really, and I'm going to clarify this, not just any music, but playing good, soft, kind mm-hmm. music mm-hmm. to the child will. And I think it helps develop their nervous system in a better way.
Absolutely.
Because what they're exposed to makes mm-hmm. a very, very big difference, mm-hmm. what they're exposed to in the womb.
Classical music certainly calms me down.
Mm-hmm. It does, doesn't it? Yes. Okay. Then, we've got to take a break. I am three.
We're having
oh,
such
my
fun
goodness.
Talking.
I am 3 minutes past the break. Sorry. Bye. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Looking for one of our advertisers? Search the advertiser directory at ktbb.com. ktbb.com, hosted by Group M7.
Are you looking for an excellent and professional real estate team? Judy Kunzman and her team of professionals at Keller Williams Realty are ready and excited to help you with your real estate needs. She brings her enthusiasm and experience required to get you to the closing table. And remember, they do not charge any fees to a buyer to purchase a home. Call the Judy Kunzman team today, 903-581-0111. They sell real estate with a smile.
When selecting a new air conditioning and heating system, what is important to you? Hi, this is Dixie with the Original Evans Air. Does it matter where your equipment is made? How about made in the USA? Would you like to have dual fuel options? Maybe have a system that runs on propane too? Or how about a solar ready system? Equipment that you can install now and power from the sun or add solar panels at a later date. Tell us what's important to you, and I bet you we can make it happen. All you need to remember is the original Evans Air, the name you know and trust. Call us at 903-561-9410. Follow us on Facebook at The Original Evans Air, and visit our website to read what our customers have to say at evansair.net. So if you have an interest in solar ready, dual fuel, or made in America, then give us a call. License number A10599E, The Original Evans Air. 903-561-9410. That's 903-561-9410.
Lost your keys? Locked out of your car, home, or business? It's frustrating and can be dangerous at the wrong time of day or night. Call Locksmith Express.
Call 7 days a week.
Residential, business, auto, theft, lost keys, rekey.
903-312-0006.
Response time is 30 minutes in most cases.
903-312-0006.
Key replacement, lockouts, remote replacements on most cars, home and business rekeys, and keys made from most VIN numbers and high security auto keys. Locksmith Express. And if you're buying or building a home, call Locksmith Express to rekey and make sure you know who has the keys to your new home.
903-312-0006.
Get more information at locksmithexpress.biz. That's locksmithexpress.biz.
903-312-0006.
903-312-0006.
License number B12284.
Locksmith Express.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't renew your auto and homeowners insurance until you call me. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. At Jim Tolman Insurance, we'll go to work for you. And we shop companies you know and trust, like Safeco. We're on the loop behind Chuck E. Cheese. And on the web, jimtolmaninsurance.com. You do have a choice. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. Where saving you money is our number one goal.
An independent insurance agent like Jim Tolman offers many companies like Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and Progressive to shop for the best available rate and save you money all the time. And also talk to Jim about life insurance. It's the most important policy you'll ever purchase. Remember, life insurance isn't for you. It's for the ones you leave behind. Call 903-509-1300. That's 509-1300. Jim's office is on the South Loop in Tyler behind Chuck E. Cheese and on the web at jimtomaninsurance.com. Jim Tolman Insurance.
Listen up, business professionals. For the first time ever, Zig Ziglar International brings the Edge Leadership Summit to East Texas September 14th and 15th. You would normally have to drive all the way to Dallas or Houston for such an event, but now you'll only have to go as far away as the Hilton Garden Inn in Longview or the Mount Pleasant Civic Center. Tickets available now at easttexaszzi.com. The Zig Ziglar International Edge Leadership Conference. One event will change your life. Presented by Advocate Digital Media and KTBB Radio.
East Texas only local news radio, 600 AM and 97.5 FM, KTBB.
Good morning, East Texas. Thank you for joining us for the Art Connection of East Texas. I'm Cindy Trimble in the studio each week with Nita Fran Ward. Our guests today are Quidar Maktari, such a poetic name, and of course Sharon Thayer. Each week, the show is brought to you by the Judy Kunzman Real Estate Team. I'm here with Keller Williams. We have Caleb and Linda Pirtle, who write mystery novels, and their latest one is called Friday Nights Don't Last Forever. And, of course, our dear friend Nita Fran at Valarosa Gallery, sponsoring and bringing the show to us since the beginning of time. So, Ms. Nita Fran, what's new at the gallery.
What's new at the gallery?
The Galarosa.
Lots is going on, and one of the things that's going on is on Wednesday afternoon, Bill and I are meeting James Hayes in Texarkana to pick up some big, beautiful wall plates. There, I asked him to make me some large glass wall plates.
Ooh.
And so
he's talented.
He is, in so many different arenas. And going up to pick those up, so I'm excited about that. He said he would ship them, and all I could think of is opening a box of broken glass, and I thought, nope, we'll just meet you.
You know what? My dad is a stained glass artist. Mm-hmm. Central Freight had shipped him a bunch of glass, and it came in broken pieces, and he put it together as a collage, and he called it Ode to Central Freight.
So, when
you get lemons, make lemonade, right?
Well, you do, but I don't have time to glue anything together at this point.
You are the glue.
At this point. one in my life. I want to tell you one of the things, and come by the gallery and look at the window. David Ackerson's abstracts are in the window, and that man just has a way of doing abstracts.
Now, he's the artist of the month.
Artist of the month.
So he's featured in
yes,
the window.
Yes, he is, and we're getting ready to name the next one on September the 1st.
Okay. Time keeps flying.
I need to tell you this. One of the things I had always wanted to happen in the gallery was for it to be a place where artists and people interacted. Mm-hmm. It happened yesterday in the most wonderful way. And I'm going to take time to tell this story. Four of the artists had come in, and they were sitting around the table in my office visiting, and we were just having the best time. And I finally said to them, y'all visit, I've got to go to my desk. I've got to go to work. So
somebody's got to.
This lady comes in, and she's carrying this big pink container, and I didn't know what it was. It looked like a big purse. But anyway, she comes in, and she and I start visiting, and they're sitting back there laughing. And so I said, come back here. I want to show you something. She was asking me about some of the artist names, and I said, some of them are back here in the office. Come back here. And they were making paper helicopters and paper airplanes because Galen Dingler said that when he was teaching art, and he taught art here in Tyler for years in junior high, and what he did, he said, in order to get them to clean up really well, he said, as soon as we get cleaned up, we're going to do origami. And they made paper airplanes, and he taught them all kind of things like that. So that was expectant of him, and they would always clean up really well. Well, then that's what he was teaching the other artist, is how to make these airplanes and helicopters. Well, I invited her to come back in there, and she sat down, and they taught her. She stayed in there 30 minutes, and guess what she had in that little pink bag? She had the cutest little long-haired puppy.
Wow.
It was a long-haired...
Is it a Dotsie?
The little
chihuahua.
Oh
no!
The little white chihuahua, cutest little thing. And so they sat there 30 minutes and just laughed and carried on. And I had to go to work. So that was my story, and it was fun. So I left there yesterday afternoon thinking, one more thing that I wanted to happen in the gallery. People are really starting to use it as a place and a space for connecting.
It's always fun to go to.
Absolutely.
And always new things. I just love coming to the gallery.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We need to get back to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I am so excited and interested in this is you're actually going to track how this is impacting certain families. And you're going to sign these families up. They're going to be given a way to track their own children. How much do they read? Are you going to track what books they are read? Does that matter?
We keep track of almost everything that we do, from how the training that we do, the materials that we give them, whether they use them or not, how often they use them, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. So that helps us kind of make sense of whether or not the program actually has an impact.
And you're actually going to be targeting low-income families. Is this really the focus?
We're interested in anyone, any
sure.
parent,
sure.
Or grandparents, or anybody that is interested in the program at this point in time. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we're doing it here in Tyler, and we are expanding the audience to anyone who may be interested, low income, middle income,
okay.
high income,
okay.
anybody who's interested in reading. And the reason we want to do that is because really this business of reading, it's not just one particular segment of society that needs it. Everybody needs
Absolutely.
It, whether you're rich, whether you're poor. Mm-hmm. It's with a common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be reading to and with, and providing opportunities for kids to be able to grow up as readers. And that's one way we can make sure that the kids that have the kinds of capabilities that we want them to have by the time they go to school.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say, too, think of it this way. They're like, I don't have time to read a book. But if we read 10 pages a day at the end of the year, that would be 3,500 pages that we have read.
Right. Absolutely.
We have time to do what we want to do.
Yes.
Very much am saying that. We're going to be taking a break right now for the news, but when we come back, we're going to go in more into this research and how that's going to actually be done as a parent. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Hey, Tyler Longview, it's your friend Sean Hannity here. Join me weekday afternoons 2 to 5, right after Rush, on your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB FM.
Now that President Trump's chief strategist Steve Bannon is out at the White House, he's back at Breitbart, the conservative media outlet he founded, and ready, he says, to fight for the administration. Conservative commentator and ABC News contributor Tara Setmeyer says he's also vowing to go after his adversaries.
He is a hardcore ideologue on some of these issues, and he has a huge megaphone, huge platform. He's well-funded, and he can wreak a lot of havoc on Trump from the outside by ginning up the base if Donald Trump does not adhere to the same policy agenda that he pushed while he was in the White House.
Boston police say they have restrictions in place and extra security as several groups prepare for dueling rallies today. Organizers have dubbed the main protest as a free speech rally, but many are worried it will draw white nationalists like in Charlottesville, Virginia, a week ago. Spain's interior minister says the threat level in the country is not changing following the car attacks in Barcelona and the seaside town. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For high school football players, Friday nights are as good as it gets. Touchdowns, cheerleaders, everybody's heroes. But what happens when a quarterback every college wants is caught in a web of illegal recruiting and his life spins out of control? The wages of sin could be deadly. Find Caleb Pirtle's psychological drama, Friday Nights Don't Last Forever, at Valorosa in Tyler.
Hi, this is Nita Friend Ward, owner of Valorosa Designs and Gallery and the executive director and host of the Art Connection of East Texas, a live radio talk show on KTBB every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. Let me tell you about Valorosa. We offer original art produced by local and regional artists. I have my own jewelry line, which I design and is handcrafted by Navajo silversmith Brian Billy. Our beautiful showroom is located at 108 East 8th Street, Suite 108, in the Burkeville Center, Tyler.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come. Much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Your only local news radio. News, weather, talk. 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
We love our Matthew McGill music, don't we? We enjoy that so much.
We do, and we also appreciate Mr. Christopher Jones, who's always in the background producing the show each week.
Yes, he is. Hi, Chris.
He's so shy.
We have with us this morning a children's author, Sharon Thayer, and Dr. Guida Mukhtari. I'm going to get good at that.
Guidar Mukhtari.
All right. And tell us about your name, because you said that it has a meaning.
It's actually a diminutive of a longer name, and that's another story. And it literally, it means can do. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but that's if you were to translate it word literally, so to speak.
Well,
now, Muktari has
a Texas language, can do means you can do anything.
There you go.
And I bet you can.
Exactly. And Muktari has actually, there's a real word in Arabic. The root of Muktari is, it stands for to choose. So Muktari literally stands for the chosen.
Okay.
Obviously,
so
these
you were
are
chosen
just,
to lead reading.
I guess.
Well, in the can do, the book that comes to my mind is the little red caboose. I can do this.
The engine right. That could.
There,
yes.
The engine that could. There we go.
Yeah. Tell us how you were chosen, going back to that, by this foundation, or how did that happen?
You mean
with
for,
the Andersons and Vukea?
So when the Anderson Vukea Wright Endowment became available, the university had to put up and had to look for the right person, if you will. And this, they did a national search, and all kinds of people apply for the position. And I was one of the applicants, and I was lucky to be selected as the and Anderson Vukea Wright Endowed Chair.
So you have had, excuse me just a moment.
We have a caller on the line.
Oh, we have a caller on the line. Hi, Chris.
We have Chris Leahy from the Tyler Museum of
Good
Art.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for being there.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Always. Saw you twice yesterday.
Yeah, and tonight.
We are getting this this project at the College of Pharmacy going, aren't we? It's done.
We certainly are, and it's going to be great to have all the folks in who participated next week for to let them see it. Kind
yes,
of an opening.
It will be. Tell us about the Biggers.
I'd love to tonight for our members and guests, which is a perfect segue to why you should be a member of your art museum. But tonight, for members and guests, and tomorrow to the public, we will open a very large mural painted by Texas artist John Thomas Biggers. John Biggers was an African-American artist who came to Houston probably in the early 40s and founded the art department at Texas Southern University. And he felt that the mural, because of its size, and this particular mural is 22 feet long, takes up our whole education gallery, and it's a magnificent. He titled this painting "A History of Negro Education in Morris County, Texas," and of course, there's a huge story behind that. First of all, this mural was commissioned to honor an African-American teacher who had labored in Morris County from 1929 into the early 50s. And they commissioned Biggers to paint this work in 1954 to be installed in the new George Washington Carver High School there in the Naples, Texas area. And so that's kind of one part of the story. That's the John Biggers artist part. But there's this mural that he painted tells the story of the struggle to educate African-American children in rural Texas. And it probably wasn't just isolated to Morris County. And it tells a story across the surface of this wonderful mural. There's a third part to this story, and that's the centerpiece of it, a gentleman named P.Y. Gray. And P.Y. Gray is a guy that asked to have this mural commissioned because of his teaching. He wanted to commemorate what they had struggled, their struggle, and how they had succeeded in building a school. And there's a fourth story here, and that is the story of the history of the mural itself. After Biggers painted it, rolled it up, took train up to Naples to unveil it in 1955. It was installed in the high school, and it hung there until the late mid-60s when desegregation came along, and they consolidated the schools, and the George Washington Carver School became an elementary school. And the mural was too big to fit in the lowered ceiling area. So it got rolled up and put away and forgotten and lost. Mm-hmm. And
damaged.
Badly damaged. In the late 70s, early 80s, it was discovered, and they, in 1989, installed it on the wall of the Paul Pewitt Elementary School Library. And it hung there until January of this year. And it was badly damaged, as you mentioned. An elementary school library is not a necessarily good place for something of this magnitude. Along with the Bert and Nancy Marin's charitable fund of East Texas Community Foundation, who is funding this project, and Northeast Texas Community College, and a local attorney, John Alexander, we took it off the wall and took it, had a art handling company take it to Helen Halp's conservation studio in Dallas, and she has labored on it for about 7 months, and it's now complete. It's now hanging in our gallery, and it is magnificent.
And we are going to actually interview you on September the 2nd to really talk in depth about this particular Biggers project, aren't we? How long will the exhibition be up, Chris?
And that's a real good question, because this is a very short window. It'll open, as I said, on Sunday for the public, but it only runs through September 10th. It's a little over 3 weeks, and that's because it has to go to its new home, where it will be permanently installed in the library in Northeast Texas Community College. And they've created a special room and a outside viewing area and an inside viewing area so that everybody can see it.
And how didn't wonderful. You say that's at Mount Pleasant?
It is. It's okay. In Mount Pleasant. It's okay. Not exactly in the town, but it's,
yes.
It's in that neighborhood.
Yes, it is. Thank you for calling in, Chris, and look forward to having you interviewed about this further. And I really, now it opens tomorrow, right?
It opens to the public at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, that's great.
And for our members and guests this evening. And y'all are welcome to come.
Thank you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
It's on my calendar.
Thank you.
All
bye,
right.
Chris.
Bye-bye. See you, Cindy. Bye.
We have a few, a minute or so before our next break. And when we come back, I want to finish up the show with you, Dr. Mukhtari, to talk about actually how these parents and how they can reach you, and that they can deliver any books, anyone out there that has children's books. And if you want to bring them and box them up, put them in your car, bring them to Valorosa in Burkeville Center, we were talking during the break, we can have people from the university come and pick them up from me. And it might be easier than trying to get them out to the university. And I don't mind doing that at all. And so please bring us your book so that we can move this project forward. Don't you think that might be a good plan?
Excellent plan.
A great community outreach to help the development of children, inspire
Absolutely.
Our youth for the next
Absolutely.
Generations, which is what the show is really about, too.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if people know, but the Valorosa is right off Broadway at 8th
yes,
Street.
Yes,
so it's very convenient.
And you can buy some of Sharon's children's books,
yes.
The Myth of Stand of Beard, along with all the other authors.
A lot of authors' books are there.
But I can
eight, I think now we're up to 8 local authors that
great.
Have books in the gallery.
Great.
All the more
the
reason to
the
read.
The Pirtles are there. And
yes.
Nancy
yes.
Larson.
Yeah, yes.
Lots of
We've
them.
Got lots of people. Okay, we're getting ready to take this hard break, and then we'll be back and finish up the program. We'll talk in a few minutes.
Your healthy radio addiction. Laura Ingram, weekdays 8 till 11 on 600 AM and 97.5 FM, KTBB and KTBB.com.
Are you looking for an excellent and professional real estate team? Judy Kunzman and her team of professionals at Keller Williams Realty are ready and excited to help you with your real estate needs. She brings her enthusiasm and experience required to get you to the closing table. And remember, they do not charge any fees to a buyer to purchase a home. Call the Judy Kunzman team today, 903-581-0111. They sell real estate with a smile.
For many of us of a certain age, Mickey Mantle is our favorite baseball player of all time.
Okay.
Not just because he lived in Dallas. It was on this day in 1964, Mickey Mantle set a Major League Baseball record when he hit home runs from both the left and right sides of the plate in the same game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what makes you the greatest of all time.
I guess so.
We feel like we've been great for about 20 years. Well, I say we. Our customers certainly have felt that way at Fairway Ford. Here's Fairway's Casey Lane.
That's right. And come celebrate our 20th anniversary with us. We're giving you 20% off all remaining in-stock Expeditions and Tauruses, as well as 20% off select Escapes and F-150s. The discounts are deep right now. Come see us and test drive your favorite Ford today.
That's right. And give us the opportunity to treat you the way that we would want to be treated. It's the golden rule.
That's
here
right.
At Fairway Ford. And again, a big shout out to the Mick. Look for the sign on 79. Fairway Ford's not just our name.
It's the way we do business.
Hi again, everybody. We have Chris Suddeth of the Ark Assurance Group with me, and we're discussing how a small business can get the right insurance policy since they're all so unique. So, Chris, how can you help?
Well, Bill, because most small businesses are operated by a few owners or just one person, their time is valuable. They need an insurance agent that can understand what their risk exposures are and then research the insurance market for them to come up with a plan of protection.
Is it difficult to find insurance companies that really want to cover a small business?
No, actually, it's quite the opposite. At Ark Assurance, we represent many top-rated insurance companies that offer a package of coverage designed for a variety of small businesses. They're looking to help these hardworking folks.
So how can a small business get on board the Ark?
Oh, that's the easy part. Just jump on the web and look us up at arkassurance.com.
That's Ark Assurance, ArkAssurance.com, the Ark Assurance Group.
Get on board the Ark Assurance Group. Find them online at arkassurance.com, the Ark Assurance Group. Oh, that sound can be pretty annoying, but it gets your attention because it means someone like Remington Alarm Systems is watching your back. And when it comes to the safety of you and your family, there's nothing more important. Contact Remington Alarm Systems at remingtonalarm.com for their wide variety of services and nearly two decades of experience. There's no lengthy service contract, just peace of mind from a local company offering intrusion and fire alarm systems, UL Central Station monitoring, access control systems, GPS vehicle tracking, CCTV camera systems, and medical and panic alarms. No home phone? No problem. Remington Alarm monitors internet and cell phone networks. They can even service and upgrade your current system. Security and fire alarm systems for your home and business. Remington Alarm Systems on the web at remingtonalarm.com. Texas license number B08418.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? Tune in for Ronald L. Dart and Born to Win every Sunday morning at 8, right here on 97.5 FM KTBB. And we'll talk about it. Or visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Doctor of Democracy is in. Rush Limbaugh, weekday mornings at 11 on your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB FM.
We're here this morning talking about the reading program that they're doing at the UT Tyler. And Sharon, you had some questions about for us about what is Born to Read.
Yes, I was asked recently by Quidr Mokhtari to join the Born to Read project. A lot of professors are involved and high intellectuals, and I'm coming in as an author to add some perspective there. And I'm very excited, but Dr. Moctorio can tell you a lot more about the specific details of this program that's kind of nationwide, but just starting here in Tyler. Mm-hmm. So
we're delighted to have you, Sharon. You're an asset for this program, and we're absolutely delighted to have you
be
a part of it. Basically, the Born to Read program is a national program. The purpose of the program is really to introduce children to reading early, and by that I mean as early as in the womb. And this is a program that's designed to promote and support early language and literacy skills as early as newborns. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the most important thing is for us to raise awareness about the role, the critical role that parents play in raising readers. That's really critical. The role of the parents are their kids' first teachers. Very important teachers, and we want to make sure that we raise awareness of that and, frankly, to provide some support for that as well. The program, we're looking for approximately 55 parents who might be interested in the project this year. We have several program incentives. They get a kit, a resource kit. They get free training. They get a free resource kit that has books, that has a bib, that has a library application for a library card. It has a newsletter that we're going to provide information, tips, strategies about how to work with kids at home, those kinds of things. We're looking for parents who are interested in the program, and frankly, this is a year-long program. Goes from summer to summer, summer of 2017 all the way to basically July of 2018, July 30th of 2018. And we're going to provide some training for the parents, and we're going to give them the resources, the tools, so that they can provide the assistance for their kids, so that we can help them raise readers.
How would a parent find you to get access to these resources?
To find us, they can contact me directly, or Sharon, or we have a whole team that's working with us on the project. The best thing to do would be to contact my assistant. Her name is Birdie Brooks, and she can be reached via phone at 903-566-7177 or via email bbrooks@uttyler.edu. Or they can contact me directly, and I'm at the University of Texas at Tyler, via email K. Moctari, KMOKHTARI @uttyler.edu, or the same number that Birdie Brooks has, which is 903-566-7177.
Is there a website up regarding all of this?
We are in the process of working on a web page that would have some of this information. But we have flyers. We have actually been going to pediatric clinics, to schools, to share this information. So we're beginning to spread the word in the community as well.
Of course, they can always find Nita Fran at the gallery and bring those books.
Right.
And bring us some books. Okay, if I'm a parent and I have this project going, how do I track that child for you to give you back feedback? What do I write it on paper? What I read to them? How many hours I read to them in a week? On a day?
We're going to have all of these. We have forms that we are going to go through during the training. Very simple forms that won't take a whole lot of time for parents to keep track of what they're doing. These are things that won't take but a few minutes anytime they have an interaction with the child. And all of those materials are going to be provided to the parents when we do the training. And we're going to do one sometime in September and another one in January. But we're going to have support throughout the year for somebody.
Sure.
And by the way, we're recruiting folks. We would like to get started with the September training. It's going to be around the mid-September.
17th, it's on a Friday, Saturday, I think.
And we will be, we have so far about 10 to 12 have already signed up. As soon as we get enough, maybe 20, 25, we can begin to communicate with them and invite them to come in for the initial training. But we're going to keep recruiting throughout the fall semester.
Wouldn't it be a great thing if we could even just put these flyers in newborns' from the hospitals?
In fact, to-go package. Yes, mm-hmm. we are one of our partners. There are three partners. There's the literacy center that I direct at the University of Texas at Tyler, the Tyler Family Circle of Care, and okay. Sunrise Rotary Club
okay.
are the sponsors of the
and
program.
And they're all helping you.
And they're all helping, absolutely.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you very much for being here. We are just about finished with this program. Next week, I want to tell you, I'm going to be interviewing Sandra Newton. She is the new director of art at Tyler ISD, and she was Galen Dingler's student.
Oh, I just love
Isn't
it when it comes
great?
To a circle like that.
Yes,
it's great connections.
Back to Tyler. She's so excited. Thank you for being here, and thank you, Dr. Mukhtari and Sharon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to track you, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you like mysteries? Like to play dominoes? Like to RV? And have you been to Caddo Lake? Linda Pirtle talks about all of these in her books, Deadly Dominoes. Friday nights find RVers at the mysterious Caddo Lake, seated around domino tables having a good time. That is, until an explosion followed by one murder after another ruins their fun. Can Lillian and her poodle Eli solve the mysteries? Deadly Dominoes can be purchased at Valorosa in Tyler.
Hi, this is Nita Friend Ward, owner of Valorosa Designs and Gallery and the executive director and host of the Art Connection of East Texas, a live radio talk show on KTBB every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. Let me tell you about Valorosa. We offer original art produced by local and regional artists. I have my own jewelry line, which I design and is handcrafted by Navajo silversmith Brian Billy. Our beautiful showroom is located at 108 East 8th Street, Suite 108 in the Burkeville Center, Tyler.